never thought I'd say this again. This is episode 134 of the Prodigal Sons podcast.
Say what?
Hey, boys. What up? We're back!
Technical difficulties on, technical difficulties on your phone, though?
No, it's just Tom's phone.
Just old age.
That's the title we went with?
What title did we go with?
Do you smell the popcorn?
Elijah's about to smell some popcorn.
Oh, help me. Help me.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Your voice sounds really deep, Tom.
Thank you.
That was a lie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds like a 14-year-old.
So girl. Welcome to another Prodigal Sons podcast. This is episode 134.
134.
And I got to say, guys, we took the summer off.
Hey, Shane. How are you?
Hey, Tom and Claire.
Hey, Tom and Claire. One half in front and one half behind.
Oh, what good. Am I? It's not, quiet.
Tom can't figure out how to mute his phone.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Oh, there we goodness. Go. I will never learn. It doesn't have that button that the iPhone has, so.
Ah, oh, that's a shame.
So we took the summer off. Tom and I went to camp.
Ooh, it's hot in here.
It's.
Keep talking.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's because you grew, Tom. You're higher to where the heat is.
Is that what it is?
It is. I think it's your chair.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Is this like when we came back to school?
I need to take my sweatshirt off.
It's like we come back to school and Tom's like, I grew 2 inches over the summer.
And then we look at the shoes and he got those orthopedic shoes and the soles in them.
Come on, man.
Jeez.
Really?
You're stripping 3 minutes into the show?
That already?
Really?
That quick, huh?
They start. He becomes the lead pastor as things start changing around here. Anyway, we took the summer off. Tom and I went to camp. Elijah told his boss to shove it. Sean, I think, is dating Taylor Swift.
Sean is dating someone.
Sean's skinny. Not dating anyone. I would. All right, I'll give you that. Yeah. I have done well with that part.
Because I'll give you that. I am good looking.
Yeah.
But anyway, we all missed.
Never a doubt. Even when I was fat, I was good looking.
That's my man. That's right. Confidence, baby.
I mean, you were something.
I was something. I still am something.
I was an amoeba. You should have seen me. Ugh.
Anyway, we miss you all. Our last show was 3 months and 20 days ago. We're refreshed. We're at peace. We missed you. We love every single one of you. And we thought we might be dead. We thought there was a legitimate chance we were never coming back. We were never going to do another episode in here.
Scratch marks in Tom's office wall.
I mean, we talked about it, and we talked about coming back, and we talked about not coming back.
We said we'll come back last week. We said, nah, let's not do that yet.
But, yeah, I mean, we thought there was a really good chance we would be NASA. Just canceled. Dust over the rocket ships.
Well, thank you, Shane.
The new Cape Canaveral?
Yep. But turns out we're SpaceX, and we're back, baby.
All the time.
So, I mean,
God is good.
We spent about a month talking about what the next season of our show is going to look like. And then we spent a solid, 3-4 minutes planning this show. And I think it's going to show. I think you're going to be really impressed with the new things that we've done.
Solid three.
I turned my computer on.
I can't wait.
I balanced the microphone.
I got Google up with nothing on it.
I can't wait till we get to it.
I usually have notes. I just
Tom gets to wrestle the tiger.
I mean, literally, it just came down to we came into the room and said, hey, if the computer still turns on, we'll do a show.
Welcome.
And Lisa had to reset.
That's a blank Google page.
Blank.
Why do you even have it? No. See, that's the glass half full saying that that's a blank Google page. Tom's the optimist. It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Anything can come up on this.
Anything you write in there. Yeah.
It could happen.
Anything you write in there. We just type something in. Type something in. We'll talk about it.
Just type in God.
Okay, maybe not.
They the last thing I typed into the Google.
The Google. Really? Can you not call it the Google? It pops.
Google.
Are you like 3 weeks from retirement?
It didn't turn out too well for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
So we have the honor. I won't be here, but we have the honor of having the missionary Rebecca Krupp preaching at our church.
Right.
Oh, very nice.
I Googled missionary.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey now.
From the church computer?
Hey, Amin, what's going on, buddy?
I mean,
isn't the district actually the funny thing is the district superintendent is having a meeting right next door.
He's probably getting.
I'm gonna go check with him.
He'll be over.
I'll be right back.
He'll be the final.
I keep getting these pop-ups on my laptop.
It's the church.
My wife is sure rolling her eyes. She's like, "This is why I stopped watching this show."
Oh my God.
I'll tell you what. Let's talk about something that's not just type in Mac Jones and see what the first thing that pops up is.
Mac Jones.
Mac. M-A-C. Jones.
It's going to be Pac-Man with a zoot zoot.
What's the first news story?
It's going to be that little guy with the...
Click on news up at the top. What does it say?
Go Birds.
Yeah. Read the first one.
Revisiting each dirty Mac Jones play since QB joined Patriots.
Yeah. So the Patriots played the Jets this week. Mac Jones, did you see that? Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't watch it.
Mac Jones might have...
Oh.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a scrum and... you know, they're at the end.
Someone in the eye? Lower. Captain Insano?
Nope. He slapped somebody and it was about halfway down.
Oh, hey now. That's part of the game.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's part of Mac Jones' game.
A cup check.
Ask him what the oil change is.
Oh, I don't. We're done.
In football.
Bye, Claire.
Man. When they're in the pile.
Yeah, Claire's definitely gone already.
No, when they're in the pile, like I've heard professionals play, when they're in the pile, like they pull, they grab, they gouge to try and get the ball out. They do a whole bunch of stuff that you don't
know. No, this was Sauce Gardner, our number one defensive player, was walking out of the huddle and just got a little whack.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Sauce Gardner, but I think the ref must have seen it because Gardner picked him up and like body slammed the dude, and the ref didn't even throw a flag. He was just like, okay, yep, that's
you
fair.
You ever had an annoying friend that did that?
No, I don't have those. Who has those friends?
Oh yeah, I got to be honest. I don't have those friends
You've
either.
You've never had anybody be like, hey.
I've had.
That's the capital of Thailand.
Yeah, I guess I have.
My microphone
stand. You didn't do a good job on balancing that microphone.
Did you introduce us?
No, because you cut him off.
You cut me off like 46 times.
I didn't think we were live.
From now on, can I get a mute button for his mic?
He's loud.
I was trying to do the introduction, and you were saying we're not on. I mean, that's basically how 133 is going so far.
He was like this. He was like...
Yeah, he thinks it's... He doesn't understand the internet world, that the streaming is on a delay. And so I'm saying, hey, everybody, we're on for episode one. And he's like, it's not here. I can't even find him. Where is it? I can't. Who has my glasses?
Like a yenta.
Because he's sitting there looking at Google. We can't figure out why he can't find the show on.
He was looking at the Google.
The Google.
What channel is the YouTube.com on? I can't find it.
Somebody get the phone.
Oh, man.
You see him do dives off the diving board. And then you're like, that's a 30-year-old guy. And then you see him try to navigate a phone, and you're like, he's well into his 70s.
You ever see him do this with his phone?
just no matter how far away you hold it, the magnification's just not working. Question for you two. You two guys.
Well, I'm out of this, I guess.
No, you two. Tom and Elijah.
Oh, okay.
I wonder why. You know why.
Yeah, yep, I know exactly why. That's crazy.
What's it like?
There we go.
To look forward to the football season, and when it shows up, you still enjoy the football season. What's that like?
You want to take this one?
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm sure I have a different perspective.
Interesting.
I'm very, very superstitious. Yep. And when the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I made sure that. No, I didn't make sure I didn't get to enjoy it because I was so uptight and so tense the whole season. But every season after that, it's one game at a time is what I look forward to. I look forward to football as a whole,
right?
But one game at a time is how you should approach it. You shouldn't look forward. Just one game at a time. Enjoy that game. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that win. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that loss and move on.
So he says I have a different perspective on this because what he's saying is 100% true. And I completely agree with this. But I made one of the craziest predictions the beginning of last season.
You did.
That in my heart, I still believe is going to happen. And just since we haven't been on for a while, my prediction before last season's first kickoff, I said the Eagles will go to the Super Bowl this year, but they're not going to win it.
You did.
The Eagles will go to the Super Bowl again next year and win it. And don't get me wrong. Last year, I was hoping my prediction was wrong because I wanted to win. But we didn't. And then... you know, but technically speaking, we're 3-0. I think we should be 1-2, but we're 3-0.
Not technically, and, literally.
Yeah, literally, we should be 1-2 right now.
Nope. No, you shouldn't. No, you should be 3-0. You should be 3-0. If you want to see what 1-2 looks like, you should rewatch the first three Jets games. Because what was the song from the beginning of Groundhog Every Day that the song went off on the alarm? Hey, would you put your little hand in mine? You remember this?
Dun, 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 something
like no, that. That's a, no, that's like heck? That's like a, at a carnival.
That's like a bad horror movie.
Dude. No.
See, I was going the other way. I just thought it was like a merry-go-round at a carnival.
You just took me to the Midway. Let me get the fried Oreo and the corn dog.
Sing it again.
I'll look it up. It's like, hey, would you put your little hand in mine or whatever.
Little anyway. Hand in mine.
Is it you, babe?
Oh. I got you, babe. Yeah, that's it.
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah. So every that's what it's like being a Jets
fan. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
No,
it was the hold my hand.
Yeah, it was the carnival version he was doing.
To understand that one.
Oh, you sing?
No.
I asked you
at
Sunday.
Least one of us does.
I asked you two Sundays ago and you told me you couldn't sing.
See? That's how he got you. That's how he got you. He just thinks everybody can sing.
So, if
he tries.
Like his ears check.
But the problem is I believe it every year. I buy the bill of goods that the Jets are selling. We got this together.
You do.
And you know what? I think that's part of being a true fan is just like, yes, I believe that they finally got it right. In the last 50 years, they've screwed it up every year, but not this one. This one's going to be different.
You should keep believing.
They look really strong for the first three plays of the season.
No, the problem is they really didn't, though. Aaron Rodgers got sacked twice, and on the second one, he blew his Achilles tendon out.
Dave always says the Jets can't have any nice things.
We can't.
I have never believed that till Aaron Rodgers goes down on the third play of the season, of the opening game.
It was a 93-7.
And what's funny about it is that I went to Dave's house to watch that game, and Dave starts yelling at his family saying, he's on, you're going to miss it, he's on, come watch Aaron. And then he goes down, and I'm like, no, he didn't.
He's off.
And it was such a gentle fall, too. So gentle.
Did he fall like Shaq? God.
Yeah, and then, bam, out for the season. Although, he's saying he's making quite a recovery.
Man, because they got the best.
He's saying he'll be back for the playoffs.
How about your mind,
yeah, that's basically what he's saying. He said, if you can get me to the playoffs, I'll come back.
Yeah, and they're doing their best to get the number one overall pick. They sure are.
How many so, number one? Worry. How many top like five picks have they had in the past 10 years that they blew?
All of them.
Okay.
just all of them.
I'm pretty sure the Pats and the Jets are trying.
You know what the interesting thing is? The next one, they'll get it.
Here we go.
Just wait till next year.
That's the
Rodgers will be back, and they'll give him a new. They'll give him a jet pack, and that's what they're going to do.
What's our rookie's pack. Name? The linebacker.
Oh,
he's a stud. Like, I already won his jersey.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
He got a sack last night.
Oh, yeah. He's just phenomenal.
I know.
So good.
Did you guys see that Miami, that running back?
I just know that they scored. I wanted to see the highlights of that game. They put up 70 points.
This kid, he ran six dudes out of their cleats. They were on their back looking at him run away.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Did you see the end of that game?
No.
You're talking about the Dolphins game?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Did you see the end of that game? The backup quarterback that came in and was throwing bombs?
No.
Yeah, that was our guy. We decided to keep Zach Wilson.
Was that Vanilla? Was Vanilla down there?
Are you serious?
It's Vanilla.
It was Vanilla?
That's Vanilla.
Dave White? Is that his name?
Mike White. He's not good enough for us. No. We're going to get rid of that guy. We're going to keep this guy. Who, by the way, I mean Zach.
Jalen Carter?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Zach Wilson.
Jalen Carter, that's his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson has all the talent. He's got the biggest arm. He's got the mobility.
Well.
Man needs psychological help.
I do wanna,
you guys got a Ben Simmons.
Yep.
I do want to address what Amin said, because I was thinking, is it because you guys want to get a good pick? Because there's some quarterbacks out there you could bring in.
Yeah, Kaepernick.
Nick Foles.
What are you talking about?
Why aren't we getting anybody else? Stick with Zach
okay,
Wilson.
So here's
why?
The deal.
Bring Brett Favre back.
Because Zach Wilson, you know what? From the neck down, Zach Wilson is Patrick Mahomes.
From the neck down,
Zach Wilson is Patrick Mahomes. He has the strong IQ. He might have a stronger arm. He might be even faster. He might be more, you know, be able to escape more.
Physically,
he's the same guy.
But up here.
Mentally, he's like you took a normal like you took
Gronkowski at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I mean, the other day, like one of the first plays of the game, he saw that they were overloaded on the right side.
And threw to the right side.
No, he checked out of the quick slant pass he was in. and changed it to a run to the right. Even Tony Romo was like, he did not just change that to a run to the right. He didn't. I think I misheard it. There's a run to the right, loss of 6 yards. He goes, nope, he did. So that's why they don't want to give up on him. They think there might be a chance, but they're supposed to sit behind Aaron for a couple of years, and it turned out being three snaps. So
he learned a lot in those three snaps, though.
I think it made all the difference, really. It is what you're supposed to sit behind somebody for 30 games, but I mean 30 games, 30 seconds.
I mean, they've been sitting in the dark room for 30 days.
Right. Yeah. No, that's all I got.
So what's new?
Baseball's coming right around the corner again. What's up next? Hockey?
Hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball.
How about them skaters, guys? Hockey. Oh, yeah, we got the Knicks coming back. You think the Knicks could score touchdowns? You're right. We should bring some of the Knicks out and put them on the Jets.
You know what? You should go back and get Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward? Did he play football?
He played for the Knicks, but he was also drafted to the NFL.
You think Joe Namath could still play?
I think he
No.
It's like 82.
He's got like a wax hip.
Do you So why is it made of wax?
It just sounded funny.
So he's he could probably hand off though, right? No. Can you
put Joe anywhere on the sideline, he's not focused on
That's
anywhere.
True. You know that is that. Very true.
You know that. You know that. Fur coat, not looking at the game. Oh, I'm supposed to go in? Hold my drink. No. Not happening.
Okay. So are you allowed to bring your own, like director's chair to the quarterback position? Could you do that?
You can do whatever you want.
Like they just move the stool up for him and all he does is take the ball and hand it to somebody?
If you're the QB1 and you're like the star, you do whatever you want. Brett Favre was on the sideline doing what?
I know what he was doing in the locker room.
He was on the sideline chewing and just, just doing whatever he wanted.
But, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I
got. Anything new in life?
This is episode 134.
Any new toys? Any new adventures?
Did you get a PlayStation?
No.
Okay. No new toys.
I want one.
I don't have any new toys.
Dang it.
You know what? Something did happen to me. I'll talk about it. With my music stuff. Something happened.
By the way, music? Mm-hmm. Like, how did we all end up? Did Sean ever sing in church?
Yeah,
I did.
He did, right?
Special music.
I wasn't here in our church.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Special music.
I wasn't here for it. But, okay, so I know you said you were going to.
Yeah, I did.
This guy's doing his beats. Tom, I mean, who would have thought that was on the 2023?
With the Congos?
The bingo card is that he'd be on the praise team, like, doing the rhythm stuff. I never thought that was going to be on the bingo card for 2023.
That was a draft, too. I had no...
Oh, you were drafted into that?
You were drafted.
Oh, yeah. I was because I'm here Wednesday night, so I come to worship practice.
Who's the GM?
And my wife's like, you're always banging on the steer wheel. Come play the congas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's the same thing.
You looked the part really well.
Oh, that's not nice. That was really. But, okay, so here's what I'm getting at.
Busty plane.
It sounds good, man. He's got rhythm.
What?
He's got rhythm, and coming from me, that means nothing. But, yo, if you guys haven't seen it yet, go back and watch the church service from Sunday, because our fifth member, who knew Chris Pulley could sing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to check
it
out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You missed that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Pulley's got pipes, man. And he goes, he was so nervous. He was, like, sweating. He's like, I haven't done this since I was, like, 12. I was like, dude, everybody's like... Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just whatever it is, it is. And I just walked over to him and just whispered in his ear. I was like, this better be perfect.
Okay, first of all, it wasn't a whisper. He said it right straight out loud so everybody could
hear. But I did whisper to him right before he started, too. I walked by him. You better be perfect. Don't screw this up.
You know what would be cool? I was thinking about this while I was up there. You and him doing a special music together.
Yeah.
I think that would sound really cool.
With Tom on the...
With me on the congas.
I think something like that you'd have to
pay. Drum machine.
I think you'd have to pay admission for that.
You know what I think
of
when I see Tom on the congas?
Oh, no.
King Julian from Madagascar. I like to move it, move it. That's what I think. Maurice, get me a towel.
All right. I'm not familiar with this reference.
King Julian!
I'm not going to be able to get that out of my head. Every time I'm playing the congas, I'm going to think of him.
I was close, though. I said whack-a-mole.
Wait, that's good, too.
I was close.
Is he like the skunk-looking guy?
He's a weimer.
He's a lemur.
Oh, okay. He's the king of the weimers in Madagascar.
King Julian.
King Julian.
Does he play like the bongos
or
something?
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. That's what I think of every time I see the video with Tom on the congos. That's what runs through my head.
Perfect.
It's funny because I was watching Marvin's live because he did the live for and I told my wife, I'm like, I really move a lot when I play the congas.
Dude, what I was saying.
You guys are going to need to talk for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I'm watching this video.
Are you watching King Julian?
I am.
Yeah, he's gonna bring it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you were like,
that is a
great
video.
But what I was saying, music-wise, something happened. I'm, regardless of how I'm seen or perceived, I am somewhat of a shy person when it comes to my music stuff. So I went to an event, and I always travel with all my music stuff. So I went to an event, and I told the guy.
Now, Claire, you're going to be thinking of that, too, all the time.
And we went to this spot. They were going to have like an open, like a beat thing where anybody could. You had to sign up for a slot. So everybody signed up for a slot. We went to this place, and the cops broke it up before we even got started. They broke it up. And a lot of the people that were going to come, because the venue changed, they didn't make it. So we went to this other spot, and I was like, because I was just going to support. And we went to this other spot, and me opening my big mouth, I told the guy that was running it, you know, I was like, hey, man, if some of the people don't show up, I'll play a couple of beats in between. Like, I'll play a couple of beats or whatever in between while somebody gets set up or just something simple like that. And he was like, all right, good. And then I walked away and was like, why did I do that? So people start coming in that's doing a performing, and more people roll in. And I'm like, oh, I'm good. I was like, all right, I'm good. I said it. It sounded nice, whatever. So then out of nowhere, he walks over to me. He said, hey, man, you think you can do a set, a 15-minute set? And I was like.
What, like then?
Yeah, like right then and there. And I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. So I took my. Because Claire, everybody's going to call you that.
Oh, that's going to be the only thing you're called for the next month in your house.
Thanks,
so I took my drum machine.
Aren't you supposed to be at a different church?
To the corner.
Wow. Kicking me out. All right.
That's mean. So I took my drum machine to the corner, and I'm trying to figure out how I could put together a set because I've never put together a set before. So I'm asking people, like, you had the same machine. What would you do? So I grabbed all the beats that I wanted to play, and I got up there sweating buckets, nervous. And I ended up playing a set, like an actual performance, a live set in front of, I want to say between like between 40 to 60 people.
Wow.
And I was nervous and I wasn't looking up. I wasn't just, and certain beats I would play, like you would hear the crowd like, oh, that's what's, oh, I like that. And I was just like, I was nervous the whole time. And then I was done. I did a big exhale, but I got a lot of positive feedback from a lot of people there. So next time they have something like that, I'm going to actually sign up for it. But I walk around with all my music stuff all the time, so I guess it was just meant to be. So I was really hyped, really proud of that moment.
Last time he did a beat, he locked the keys in the van.
Wait, what? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later when we talk about what's
going
on.
Talk about it right now.
Because what came out of that was a God-given moment that I needed. But we're going to talk about that later on in the show.
I got nothing else. Go nuts.
We got plenty of other things to talk about.
We do?
Yeah, you got the video hyped queued up, don't you?
No, I just watched that myself while he was talking.
Yeah, that was a personal moment.
I can't play that. I can't play that. That's copyright.
King Julian?
Yeah, I just watched that myself while he was talking about the cops breaking something up that I did. I don't know. I wasn't really listening to the beginning of his story. Cool. I know he was somewhere in the police show.
Why do you bring the cops in?
Because it was a skate park in Philly. And it's a park that anybody can use. Like, you didn't need a permit or anything like that. And we were just going to do it there. But the cops just wanted to
Was
be,
it Love Park?
No. No, it was a skate park on Grace Ferry.
Okay.
And the cops, there was no reason, there was no ruckus, there was no nothing. And, you know, it was a couple people there that had tables and they wanted to, sell their shirts or whatever like that. You hear the popping?
I didn't mean that. I noticed what I did after I did it.
What? He's called me number one. Oh.
But the cops broke it up.
A little rusty over here.
You couldn't. So you ever hear of Graffiti Pier?
Graffiti? Actually, yeah, I know. Yep. Yep.
Well, that's where it was like you had to like cut through a fence and go way in the back. It was like grimy, like graffiti everywhere. I'll send a picture. Maybe we can put it on the thing. Huh. A picture of where I was. Like it was crazy. It was crazy, but yeah, the cops broke the first place up, and we all moved there, like spared a moment, just dropped the pin when we got there, and everybody showed up there, and it was another band performed. Like it was a lot of producers there. It was a lot of people came from D.C., New York, and when I jumped in there, I didn't think I was going
to
do it.
What was the final outcome? Did people come up to you and were like,
"Yeah"? People were like, "Yo, that was nice. I like that one." I got a couple of connections. You know, I linked up with a couple of people and. You know, I got more followers on Instagram from that, and you know, people asking, you know, to work with them and stuff like that. So,
nice, that's awesome. You don't have anything else to talk about?
No, that was pretty much it. I wanted to talk about Mac Jones punching my boy in the, and then I wanted to talk about
how great the Eagles are.
Yeah, and the Jets season's over, and I'm looking forward to basketball. And then I was going to talk about Mac Jones punching my boy in the. And then I was going to do a Madagascar video. I was going to talk about... Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
A long way to get there.
Well, no, that's okay. That's fine. Cause,
I thought we were only doing 20-minute episodes now.
Yeah. So thanks for watching, everybody. God bless. Goodbye. you know, you kind of talked a little bit about what the Lord is doing in your ministry in a way that's... You know, because that's a group of people that you're in front of that normally you wouldn't be in front of, mm-hmm. right? So just through that, you're able to show God's love. So I got two things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the weekend that we just had at RCN, because it was just, and I said this on Sunday, I was a proud pastor this weekend of everything that happened. But I want to go back to the Moses show. We took the van up. Elijah sat shotgun. Drove up.
Did you call it?
He took a picture of me on Facebook. He puts on Facebook right now of me drinking Red Bull. I mean, me downing M&Ms down with Red Bull. So that's currently.
Why don't you just put the M&Ms in the Red Bull? Like they'll dissolve and be better.
Get a mason jar and fill it with Red Bull. Just dump M&Ms.
There you go.
Put the lid on. You always
shake it up. Yep.
So gross. That does sound disgusting. But I'll try it on the next episode that we do.
Oh, I will bring it next week if you want.
Maybe I'll have chest pains again.
We Lisa, could do this. We could do the sprite ready. Thing again. That would be fun.
Yeah, we have a medical professional here, so we could. So it was interesting because we got there, and I like to get places early. So we got there about an hour and 5 minutes early, and we go inside, and I forgot my wallet in the van, and I'm like, I gotta go grab my wallet because in case I want to get something to eat, I need the cash. And I knew that he wanted to get some kind of segment in to put in because usually. On Fridays, he puts something into whatever it is. And I said, dude, you're more than welcome to go to the van, do your beats, and just meet us at the seats when we get in there. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. So we go out to the van. I unlock it. And I tell Elijah, yo, make sure you lock the van from the driver's side because if you lock it from there, it's only going to lock that door. But the driver's side will lock all of them, right? And as I was leaving the van, I put the van key in the cup holder. I go inside, and then it's amazing what happens after this because God was in every single moment. We went inside, watched the first half of the show, and for me, I was more excited to watch the parting of the Red Sea. I didn't know how they were going to be able to produce it and make it realistic and stuff, so I was really hyped up and excited to watch the second segment. So we go to intermission, we get something to eat, yada, yada, yada. We go back inside, and right before the show starts, I look at Elijah, and I say, yo, brother, you never gave me the keys to the van. And he looks at me and says, what keys to the van? And I said, I follow up with, Elijah, did you lock the van? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, the key was in the cup holder. And he goes, I told you to take the key with you. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, boy. But right away, I knew I had AAA. The problem was, since Sight and Sound is in the middle of nowhere, I didn't know how long it was going to take AAA to get there.
They got bricks in the middle of nowhere.
And
at least a rock.
Well, it's interesting because yeah. my wife Claire is still watching. I called her and she told me to break the window.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not breaking the
window. Honestly, sometimes I do it just to make sure to take the pressure off. I just break it when before I leave. That way, if I do forget the key in there, at least it'll be pre-broken.
Well, now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Next time before you leave the church parking lot, break a window.
But here's what happened. And I think you guys have heard the story, but I don't know if Sean heard it.
No.
And if you didn't hear it, then you were watching ESPN during church a few weeks ago.
I don't watch ESPN. I play on Facebook. I look at Marketplace, see if anybody posted anything interesting.
The car.
I'll probably do a little Jets research pregame, you know, see what's going on, if there's any last-minute scratches. And, yeah, I mean, I'll...
That's why he sits on the very back row.
I listen.
So no one can go like this.
No, and then I make sure I have an alarm set for, like...
Toot. Yeah, I heard that, too.
I have an alarm set for, like... 10:46, so I stop then for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I go into a solemn meditation. I listen to what you're saying. Then I go back to what I was doing, but at least I'll have a couple minutes of reference point so I can go up to you after the service and say that was the best message I ever had on whatever it was.
I love it.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's funny because he's come up to me before and said that. That's the best service on this, and now I'm like thinking back. I'm like...
That was the only No. Sorry, don't take that as me putting you down. I set an alarm for you. I never set one for Pete.
But it was interesting.
There were weeks that would go by. I wouldn't know what he was talking about.
It was interesting because so I got up before the second set started, and I went outside to call AAA. But I wanted to walk to the van first to see if maybe by chance one of the doors was unlocked.
Right.
And when I got out there, what I didn't do was I didn't pray, God, help me in this situation. God, please have one of these doors unlocked. God, please have AAA come and be able to get the keys out. As soon as I walked out of the sight and sound, I looked up and I looked around and I was all by myself. And I'm like, you know what? The Lord literally took me out of a situation that I was personally using as an idol before God. Because in the last few weeks, I haven't really been giving God the prayer time that I really should be giving him. And I walked down, I'm like, what an amazing opportunity for me to be out here for at least an hour and just me and God and just pray the whole time. And as soon as I went out, I started worshiping the Lord. And then when I got to the van, I checked to see if it was unlocked. Everything was locked. I called AAA, they answered, and they're like, all right, we'll call you back and let you know when we can have somebody out there, right? Which is the recipe of like, oh, man, now they're going to call me back to let me know. And as soon as they said that, I kept walking around, and I just kept praying. But it wasn't a prayer of help me, Lord, please make, you know, it was just a prayer of worshiping him and saying, God, it's amazing how sometimes you do something that looks like such a tragic thing, but it's only because you're trying to get our attention. You know, and I prayed the whole time. And honestly, there was two concerns that I had, but they weren't really concerns because I was busy worshiping. Was how long were they going to take to get there? And I was hoping they got there before people started coming out, because once people start coming out, it's like a madhouse. All the cars leaving sight and sound. Right. So all of a sudden and I saw a few people walking around, too. And I'm like, I wonder why they're out there. Let me pray for them, because if I'm out here for a reason, they got to be out here for a reason. And I spent the whole hour of just me getting intimate with God and praying to him and worshiping him. And all of a sudden, I start people coming out. I see people getting in their cars, and I see people leaving. And all of a sudden, all these cars are leaving. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the most amazing thing happened. 15 minutes later, because they have a prayer after sight and sound, so a lot of people went down there for prayer. The congregation that went with us start coming out. And the second they walk out and I start talking to your mom and to Joanne Kutz, I hear, did somebody call AAA? And this guy literally pulls up right in front of the van.
Huh.
And I was like, first of all, he had to make an illegal turn to come into the parking lot where I was at. Just pulled right up. He goes, do you know if anybody called AAA? Asking me this question. And I looked up and I'm like, you are amazing. You, and then he looked at the van. He goes, oh, that's not at all what they told me it was going to be. They told me it was going to be a 2019, like, brand new minivan or something.
What do we look like, Southern Baptists?
And he was worried because the newer vans is hard to break into.
Oh, okay.
And I was just amazed at the fact that I didn't have to tell him. He didn't have to call me and say, hey, we're in the parking lot. Are you at? In the midst of everybody going out, he just came right up to me. And that's all stems from me just giving that whole thing to God and say, you know what? I'm just going to worship God for an hour, spend time with him. And I had such a great time doing it. There wasn't a, oh, man, I missed the show. This is crazy. I can't believe this happening. He kept texting me because he felt really bad. And I kept texting him, dude, trust me. Don't worry about it. Like, what's happening in this moment right now, I need it. And a lot of times, I was literally using Sight and Sound was my idol that night. I was putting Sight and Sound before a God. And he literally took me out of that and said, okay, get over here. And a lot of times, and I was saying this at the service on a couple Sundays ago, sometimes this happens with somebody getting sick, somebody passing away. You know, we look at it as like, oh my goodness. But really, the Lord's really trying to get your attention to go into prayer with him. And I challenged the church that day. I said, I challenge you that if somebody's sick, maybe we should change our prayer a little bit. Maybe our prayer shouldn't look like, and I'm not saying we shouldn't pray for the sick. That's not what I'm saying. But maybe our prayer shouldn't always be like, Lord, please heal them. Maybe our prayer should be like, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this situation?
Right.
How can I glorify your name through this situation? And that's a lesson that I learned that night. And then, so that's one story, and it's amazing the way it just got resolved. He found me right away. And not only did he find me right away, the people that I drove didn't have to wait because when they were coming out, they pulled right up. So there was no waiting time.
I know you have another story. Can I just use 3 minutes to tell you what happened that very night?
Yeah, you're talking about me leaving Zach?
No. No, I'm talking about what happened during the show.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I know what you're talking about.
We don't have a topic for next week, too. I mean, you guys can save some of these stories.
We're not going to be here next week.
No. The week after. We
take so much for granted day to day. Every day, we take so much for granted and don't realize it. We're at Sight and Sound with Marvin, who is blind and somewhat deaf. We're all sitting down and we're watching the show. I hear Zach, who was an awesome guy, talking to Marvin during the show. At first I hear him and I'm like, why are they talking? But then as I paid attention, as things were happening during the play, Zach was explaining them to Marvin.
Oh, that's really cool.
Right? Right. You say it's really cool.
Yeah.
So as he's doing this, I'm looking and I'm like, wow, this is great. So then you have one of these people in front of them and she's just like this, looking back because Zach is talking. And, you know, I know why he's talking. And if anybody pays attention, they would know.
Right.
So she keeps looking back and keeps gesturing and keeps gesturing. And then out of nowhere, she says, are you guys done?
Wow.
And before she could finish the word done,
he just punched her.
I looked at her. I said, he can't see. And she went. She was shocked, and then she turned around like I scared her. But in that moment of me saying that he can't see was when I became humble. Because I didn't realize I was taking it for granted. I'm watching it. I'm hearing it. I see what's going on. I feel what's going on, and he can't. He can't. And that stuck with me for days. I felt so bad as a person because that sat me down and put me in my place. That was an amazing experience that I had that night. Not even the show, just that couple of minutes.
Just being able to realize that you can see everything and experience all the things that he can't.
Right.
So I can talk about that second part. And what I want to know what's going on in your guys' life.
I was just kidding, by the way. You're welcome to keep going.
I just
figured it's the easy way to get content is just let you do it. And then when you think of another story, we'll just write that one down for next week, and then you can do next week too.
Yeah, no, it was we had a really great weekend here at RCN. We had Breaking Bread on Friday night, which was so many people came out to Breaking Bread, and we were able to talk to them and just fellowship with them. And then Saturday we had our illumination at their sixth annual candle lighting ceremony, And it was the first time we did a candle lighting ceremony and combined it with something else. So we had a talent show that people performed at, which we thought it was going to be a dud, but it was really good. Like, there's quite a few people perform. We had a professional yo-yo guy up there performing. Nice. Yeah, like, it was really good. Marvin spoke at the Illumination candle lighting ceremony. But the beautiful thing that happened was, a lot of beautiful things happened that night. Zach came up to me at the end of the night and he said, "Yo, remember Richard? Richard is the owner of the company of the yo-yo dude." He said, he's a Baptist. He goes to a Baptist church. He came up to me and he said, "I got to tell you something." He goes, "I have been to a lot of churches in my life. I have never been to a church where I can just feel the love everywhere. I can just feel loved, you know." And I looked at him, and that's why I at the church yesterday or Sunday, I said I was a proud pastor, because as a pastor, that's what you want people to – that's the only thing you really want people to say when they come here, is I want them to leave and be like, "That was different."
And not just because we pump oxygen into the room.
That's it, yeah. But then nobody knows about that. I don't even know why you brought that
up. Oh, I thought – but in addition to that, there's love.
Love in the form of oxygen.
You can feel the love.
To me, it was like, man, that is awesome that he's like, and this guy, he's a Christian. It's not like he's a non-believer. He's right. A Christian. And for him to say that was like, wow, that's really cool. And then fast forward to the next day, Sunday, we had Marvin just knock it out of the park with a sermon. He gave his own personal story. And he's talking about, after we had the evangelism for everyone, which by the way, we're doing it again February 2nd and 3rd, back-to-back days if anybody missed it.
I got two funerals. Jeez.
Friday night and Saturday morning. But,
wow. But that's an opportunity to evaluate what's going on in your own life.
This is true.
When you have time to reflect.
That was the perfect follow-up, dude. Yeah. That was perfect.
But I had the same experience. I didn't realize it until me and him were talking earlier today. I had the same experience that Elijah had at Moses. As he's preaching, he's talking about how he's, after the evangelism training, the next day, that same day, he went to Pottstown. See, a lot of your Bibles are missing.
I see. You need more? I got plenty.
Yeah, we do need more, actually. You can bring them all in. That'd be great.
I got 9 cases of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, bring as many as you want. They're going to get out there.
All right.
He went out to Pottstown and started handing tracts out and Bibles to people. And he's saying how he's going up to garbage trucks and saying, "Hey," and just having fun with it. And all of a sudden, I hear the Lord say to me, "What's your excuse?"
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I just started bawling because I'm like, this guy's blind and deaf, and he's going out there evangelizing. And I'm pastoring, but what is your excuse to go out beyond these four walls, out of your comfort zone? You preach it all the time. The Lord's with you. Why aren't you doing this? What's your excuse? And it was just powerful because I had the same experience. We take it for granted a lot of times, and then we think of all these excuses why we can't do things, and yet this guy's blind and deaf and going out there and doing this. But the Lord's been great, man. Things have been going good at the church, and it's Marvin.
I'm gonna add him to the prayer list.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the Lord's been doing in my life. He's just really been working in areas that I still need work on, and I love that. That no matter how great you think things are going, the Lord is always going to continue to find something to refine you, and I love that about it. But yeah, that's what's been going on.
Thank you.
I could have just.
Oh,
I didn't. It was so much cooler to steal Tom's pen and throw it across the room.
Horrible throw, though.
Well, I mean,
hit something.
The table.
Hit the table. It wasn't supposed to. That's for
sure. It hit everything. It was a perfect
in front of me.
It was a perfect throw. It hit everything.
Out of his chest. Like, what the? What are you doing?
He's trying to get one of those funerals ready.
No. We got to wait. It's February.
Can't keep me on ice that long.
But yeah, whoever wants to go next, just go.
Well, I have something I want to say, but I'm actually going to hold it till the next time we get together because it's kind of a longer story as well. Yep. And I'm looking forward to like something that happened on the way or while we took our break. You know, but it has been a nice time, a refreshment. Just, I mean, in all honesty, the last few months is just – but it also made me understand and realize that I missed this. Like today, it was lunchtime, and I was like, I'm ready to turn those mics on.
Yeah.
Like this is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we do have some – we're going to be changing up the format just a little bit for you guys out there listening. We're going to be doing it more like a podcast where there's just going to be new episodes. We're not going to necessarily stick to a weekly type of deal. It's just going to be like when we're, you know, the podcast will go live on Facebook and YouTube, but then it'll be on all our podcast platforms. But it might be, we might put two out in a week. We might not put one out for a couple weeks. So yeah. If you don't see us on a Tuesday night, it doesn't mean that, you know, Sean went to jail again. It just means that we're going to be, you know.
Let's hope not.
Do you have any active warrants? Or? Okay, never mind. So, right. So we're just going to, yeah, we're looking forward to the new format.
Nice.
I think that'll help us all out. I think it'll help us out and it'll allow the content to be fresh, not stale. And we'll come to the table more fluent versus having the scene rehearsed or, you know, all of that stuff.
So. You rehearsed? You never rehearsed.
No.
He looks at me, he's like, you are good enough? You are strong enough?
That was
doggone it, people like me.
For like 100, how many episodes? When did you come in? What episode, Elijah? Like 20-something?
No, it was way before that.
Was it really?
Way before that.
It was
that.
Like... five or six.
Was it? No kidding? Yeah, okay, so like 127 episodes, Elijah just looked in the mirror when he walked in and goes, you're good enough, you're sexy enough, you got this.
I was like this.
He's like, that's my prep.
I was like, I got this.
And then let's go. And then he walked in the door, he goes, guys, I'm prepped, I'm ready.
No,
because some of the episodes he has content, some of the episodes he sleeps while he's there, well, but always true. Denies it.
Well, no, sometimes, the sleep is the content.
Sometimes I walk in like Eeyore.
Sometimes. It's like 9.7 out of 10.
I would say 7.0.
He always comes in a bad mood.
Dude, kids! Kids!
I hate my kids.
I didn't say that. Look, dude.
He never said that.
I understand.
I just had the same conversation with another parent.
He did say that.
I have no hair up top, okay? I shave my head, right? My daughter's hair is braided. Whose hair is in the sink?
Probably yours.
Your beard.
No, don't even go there. No.
Probably yours.
Whose hair is in the sink? Elijah's. You know why? Because he'll stand in the mirror. There's been times KJ's walked out the house, and I'm like,
you've been warned.
She didn't wipe her face. Oh, I didn't notice. You know why? Because you were like this in the mirror.
Primping. You know, it's a
radio. And then you walk out, radio and your show. Little sister looked like she just ate a whole glazed donut in her face. Like, what are you doing? But he got hair in the sink, and he leaves clothes all over the place. And then when you tell him, hey, pick this up, they look at you like, why?
I never have that problem.
I know you don't, man. You have amazing.
My kids are angels. Like, I have never, ever come home, and a silica gel pack was cut open and poured all over the counter. That's never happened. And I've never, ever about lost my religion over the toothpaste cap being off again.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
And the toothpaste, like, I don't know how there's any left to brush teeth because it's on the walls and the sink.
In the sink.
Yeah,
but that doesn't happen to me. I've just heard that other parents have that going on.
How do you not have cavities when all the toothpaste is in the sink?
How do you not remember to flush?
Let me tell you.
Kids keep immaculate bathrooms.
My wife Claire's on. I don't share my toiletries with my family.
I don't share my toilet with my family.
I have my own toothpaste.
You have a little lockbox you keep them in.
Yep, and I take it out of the bath. I bring my toiletries in the bathroom, and I take them out every time. I do not share toiletries with my family.
He did that college style. The shower caddy, you got a shower caddy.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got his shower cap, his slides. He's wearing them in the bathtub.
Looking like Ferris Bueller walking down the hall.
I'm like, how do you not put the cap back on the toothpaste? Yo, I don't have to worry about it now because I have my own toothpaste.
Yo, forget private jets. Forget stretch limousines. You know you made it when you get your own bathroom.
Yeah, man. Dude, I love my own bathroom.
I haven't made it yet.
Listen, I put up.
I don't even have my own bedroom yet.
You'll get there soon. Hopefully you don't get there soon.
We thought the kids would have been out by now. They're still there.
Good luck.
I put hooks up right outside the bathroom door. I'm talking directly outside the bathroom. Guys, I'm tired of your towels on the floor. Get dressed in the bathroom. Yeah. Put your towel right there. You walk out. You just, boop, it's
don't,
there.
Don't even get me started there. On that one.
They're still on the floor. In the bathroom. They're still on the floor in the hallway.
I could argue that that's your job. What else are you doing in the day other than picking up their towels? So You have nothing to do.
Aren't you the wet towel inspector?
I'm going to wait till they sleep and hit them with the...
Old rat tail.
Yeah, that's what you should do is just get rid of the towels.
just get rid of... Just put a fan in the bathroom.
Yeah. Just, and not a good one either. Like one of those $3 fans we used to get back in the day.
The
like
old two, metal ones with all the dust on them.
No. I'm talking about like the $3 fans you get at the mini market with the two AA batteries that you sneak into high school. That's where you should get them. Or just crinkle up a piece of paper and they could just fan themselves. Wow. Anyway, anybody want to bless this train wreck before we go?
Oh, man. Thank you. All right. Let's do this. It's been a while. I took some time off from praying out loud.
Out loud. We could just, if it makes you feel more comfortable, we could just be quiet. You could pray to yourself, and we'll just.
I think I'll be all right. Have about it might be a little wearing.
5 minutes of silence.
I think I'll be all right. Praying's my thing, but.
It is one of his gifts.
We know it is.
Being
modest. He acting like Jordan.
During
the flu game. I don't feel good, but I'm going to drop 45. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Me. Warm up the pipes.
It's all like curly.
Father God, we just thank you for bringing us back to the studio.
That hurt.
Did I come in hot?
Jesus loved it.
Trying to make sure the Lord can hear me. Making sure he can hear me.
Again, let me.
Something like this with the Grammys. Father God. You.
I might be a little excited, all right?
I'm sorry, man.
He really didn't like the silent prayer right now.
Father God, we thank you for bringing us back to the studio. We thank you for giving us this time with each other, with everybody that's been watching, and we're glad to be back, Lord, trying to do what you want us to do, where we are so thankful for all of it. So today, you know, we have a few praises. We got some prayers, and I got a couple things to say. So, Lord, first, we just want to thank you for the direction of RCN, where it's headed, where you're leading it, Lord. We know you're in it. We know you're showing the love of Christ right through the doors, out into the town. People are seeing it. People know what's going on, Lord. So just continue doing what you're doing. Make it all about you and not about what's happening here, not about the people here, not about the building. Make it all about you.
That's right.
Lord, for Claire in her new position, Lord, help figure that out. Keep every time somebody starts something new, there's always bumps in the road and there's a learning curve and there's issues. So, Lord, straighten that out. Iron those issues out as fast as possible.
Yes.
Get her in there. Let her do her thing. And again, let her find ways to reflect you, Lord, in all of that. For peace, Lord, we can all use some. I think it's just a trying time, especially with the changing of the seasons, Lord. If you just put everybody at peace and drop a level of joy, just put your spirit on us for what's to come, because I think big things are coming from you, Lord. So just give us a sense of peace to get there.
Yeah.
Lord, for the family members that I have traveling overseas today, there's a couple of them. You know who they are and their classmates and the trip that they're going to have, two different family members heading to two different countries. They have a chance at an amazing experience, Lord. So run a hedge of protection around them and their classmates and the teachers and the chaperones, everybody that's there to help them out. Let them have a wonderful experience. Let them see all the things that, you know, you get to see when you get to travel to like London and Germany and Paris. Lord, just make it an incredible experience for them, something they'll remember for the rest of their lives, Lord. For sanity, because apparently we're off the rails and sanity is out the window. So Lord, we'd ask for a little of that back. But no, in everyday life, it can get crazy. It can get chaotic. So Lord, just help us keep everything on an even keel and keep things moving forward. For all the unspokens, Lord, I've got a few of them. You know what they are. You hear them. You hear what comes in the silence. So Lord, lay your hands upon those folks and answer those prayers to the best of your ability, to what you know needs to happen. Not what we like to happen, not what we want to happen, but what you know needs to happen, Lord. For Shane, as he finishes up school and he's figuring out where he's going and what he's got going on. Lord, give him a sense of peace. Give him a sense of joy. Show him the direction that you are leading him in. Give him some guidance. Let him know exactly where you need him to be, Lord. I know he's on fire for you. He loves you, Lord. So just give him the direction that he needs. For Ralph and the progress he's made, Lord, you know, continue on with that. Be part of that and everything that's going on with all of that whole situation. For Jovi and her health issues, moving forward, Lord, if you can help clear some of that up as they move forward through these times. There's been some other issues in the past, so Lord, just keep helping with those situations. For Jovi and Reese's progress in school and stuff and moving forward. For Russell, who is in the accident, Lord, you know, be with him, heal him, bring him back. I don't know his situation, Lord, but, you know, it can't be easy being in a hospital laid up and being hit by a car. So, Lord, be with him and his family through this tough time. And, Lord, for Marvin, from what I hear, he sounds like a great young man. He sounds like he's on fire for you. It sounds like he's moving in a direction that you've guided him. Lord, continue to guide him on that. Lord, it's amazing to see when someone takes up a shield and a sword for you, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless this young man. Continue to protect this young man and continue to speak your truth through this young man. Father, in general, every time I look around, every time I turn on the TV, every time I turn on the radio, it's one crazy thing after another. It's almost like we're in a world where it's, how can I one-up the craziness of the last situation? It's like it's a competition for how crazy we can be. And, well, that's not what you wanted. It's not what you created. It's not what you wanted for us. It's not what you had planned for us. It's what breaks your heart on a daily basis. Lord, remind us that we aren't in the Brotherhood of Christianity to take a title, to take a place, to sit back and treat your church, the hospital for the sick and the broken, like a country club. Yeah. Let us get up off of our derrieres, stop sitting on our hands, and start showing love in every aspect of our life, in every corner of the world, in every dark place. Let it be lit up, because people are on fire for you, Lord. We seem to have forgotten that you still sit on the throne.
Amen.
There is no one that's going to take that spot. There is no new champion. There is no challenger. The fight is over.
Thank you, Jesus.
You win. So remind us that we aren't retired Christians.
Thank you, Jesus.
We aren't sit back and watch Christians.
That's right.
We are hands and feet that move and produce and show Jesus Christ in the world. Father, wake us up. Give us a cow prod poke, whatever you've got to do, Lord, but put your people in line.
Yes, Father.
Remind us, it's got nothing to do with us, and it's all about you. It's all about the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, because without him, there is no reason for any of us to be here doing this. If we do not reflect him in every situation, in every interaction that we come in, that we have.
It's all about you, God.
So, Father, we love you. We know that you love us. But remind us that you are still in control. You still have everything in hand. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The derriere is the
it's the dupe,
right?
The gluteus maximus.
It's what's holding down my stool right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy. It's good to see you.
This was episode 134, right?
134. Actually, what we did was we found out that our original contract was for 150 episodes, and we were in breach of contract, and we were like, that's fine. And then they were like, well, you're going to owe like $1,000 in fines. And we're like, oh, I guess we got to go back.
Hope it's like cookies.
It was like $15.32, but
I don't have that kind of cash.
I don't either. So here we are.
Get out of my pockets.
I couldn't find any cans on the side of the road to turn in for.
Shane, I don't know if he's still on. He's almost done with that with school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he ever get district license?
I don't. If you read his message, he's no longer affiliated with the Nazarene Church.
I didn't read his message here, but I thought I read something like that on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our vans are too old.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah, we should have the kind of vans that if the key's in there and you close it, it doesn't lock.
Right. Yeah.
But I got to talk to the board about that.
Hey, I'm trying to spend it all.
I can't help it.
All right. We should probably go.
Okay.
I'm going to go to bed. I got to go to Brooklyn tomorrow.
I like Brooklyn. To move it, move it.
Like 3 a.m.
Move it, move it. I like to move
it. Episode 134 in the books. I'm glad you got to hear us. I'm glad you got to see us.
King Juliet.
As you look around after the hiatus, Jesus. The boys are back in town. Make sure you catch us podcast on Spotify, YouTube. Something smells really good, right?
That smells like popcorn.
Popcorn.
Oh, shit.
Shoot. Didn't make it.
Whee!
Almost made it.
Love you all. See you next time.
Love you. See you next week.
That's a problem. We should have went out 2 minutes and 7 seconds ago. That's what happens when you go over.